get ayudhan, many divine upraised weapons. Divya malyam varadaram. And this universal form was wearing many divine garlands and dresses. Divya gandhan ulepan. And he was smeared with various fragrances. Sarvas charjamayam. Everything was full of wonder. Devam, shining, anantam, unlimited. Vishvatamukha. Vishvatamukha literally means having faces everywhere. Vishvatamukha. All expanding, all pervading. And the special wonder is that all of these things were seen in one place. This is the mystic power of Krishna. Divi Surya Sahasrasya Bhaved Yugaparutita Yadi Bha Sadrasi Sasyad Bhasas Tasya Mahatmanaha. If thousands of suns were to rise at once into the sky, their radiance might resemble the effulgence of the Supreme Person in that universal form. This verse and another were quoted, if I recall correctly, by J. Robert Oppenheimer, the nuclear physicist, at the detonation of the first atomic device in, I guess it was New Mexico. Quoted this verse and another verse from Bhagavad Gita.
I am the death, the great destroyer of the world.
Kalosmi Kshayakrit Prabhuto. I am destroyer of everything. So he could only, seeing this immense explosion, he could only compare it to the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And seeing the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sanjay could only compare it to the millions of suns rising into the sky at once.
What is the name of the nuclear physicist?
J. Robert Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
You'll be tested on that, be sure.
Yeah, especially on the first name, Gerald.
Is it Gerald? J. J. Dot.
Of Rich.
Okay. Tatraikastam jagat kritsnam pravibhaktam anekadha apashyat deva devasya sharire pandavas tada. At that time, Arjuna could see in the universal form of the Lord the unlimited expansions of the universe situated in one place, although divided. Tatra ekastam, in one place. Jagat kritsnam, the entire universe. Prabhibhaktam anekadha, although divided into so many different manifestations, they were all present in that one place. Tatraikastam jagat kritsnam pravibhaktam pashyad. He could see this. Deva devasya sharire pandavas tada.
Pandava means Arjuna.
Pandava? He's the son of Pandu. Son of Pandu becomes Pandava. There are five such Pandavas. He's one of them. So he can be addressed as Pandava. Yudhisthira can be addressed as Pandava. But because he's talking to Arjuna, here Pandava means Arjuna. Any other questions here so far?
I read in one book that all these Pandavas are not the son of Pandu. Basically, they are the, like, one is of sun, one is of Indra.
Mm-hmm.
They are not, I'm not understanding what is that.
Stepfather.
Hmm? Stepfather. It's, yeah, stepfather. He's the father of their mother. He's the husband of their mother, Kunti. They're all sons of Kunti. Kunti and Madri. So, they're all sons of Pandu. That was the arrangement. Because Pandu can't have children, so on his behalf, the demigods would beget children. Yes? Loud, loud.
It said that the universe is unlimited, so how could it see that?
Krishna is also unlimited. You want to know how he did it?
Yeah.
How he could see.
How Krishna did it? You know how he made it all happen?
He said hocus pocus.
He said hocus pocus.
In each universe there is like world and pithivi and all that.
You know, you wouldn't be able to do that.
He could try.
You could try. All of these gods, you know, they can show a little ash, a little gold, you know, something. But they can't show all of the universes, all of the universe in one place. That they can't do. That Krishna can do. How he does it? That's called mystic power.
And one question was that why Krishna gave him eyes to see the this because.
Where were you, Friday? Were you here?
I was here, and you told that it was because he was having a relation with Krishna as a friend, and now he is wants to see that power. But. Is it necessary for he can see with that with his own eyes also?
How can he see with his own eyes? With his normal vision, how can he see?
You see the deities.
You can see, but even to see the deities, you need divine eyes. Otherwise, you'll see statues.
He was talking with Krishna, and he know that before that stage that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he was just talking with his own eyes, no? But there is no necessity for divine.
But Krishna, it's all there. The universal form is there. But if you want to see it, Krishna said you have to have. You can't say no. Why couldn't Krishna do it this way? That he said no. I have to change your vision. Just like they have those sometimes in the theater. There's some special glasses, and then you see everything different. Three-dimensional or whatever it is. No, unless you put on the glasses, you don't see it. And then you put on the glasses, you see it. Even in normal vision, there are certain sunglasses. What are those? Polarized sunglasses. Certain things that you wouldn't see, you'll see them if you wear polarized sunglasses. So many things, but Arjuna wouldn't be able to see them. Unless Krishna gave him divine eyes. Well, Krishna could have done it some other way. He said, you know, I'll give you divine feet and you can see it with your toes. But Krishna can do anything. But this is how Krishna chose to do it. You don't need? That also you need divine eyes. But Arjuna already had those eyes.
Devotional.
Yeah. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Devotionina. Okay? Ready to go?
Is it possible to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead without performing austerities and all this in this world?
Yeah, you have to perform devotional service only. Then you don't have to do any other austerities. Just be a pure devotee and you'll see him.
How is the universal form comes out of the body of Krishna? So he was still there or
Yeah, I think that's the picture we see in the book, isn't it? Krishna is standing on the chariot, and the universal form is still there. It's not specifically mentioned. It's not specifically mentioned, but Krishna said, I'll show you. It's not mentioned that Krishna, anything about Krishna, how Krishna looked at the time. But he showed the universal form, that's all. Yes?
What's mentioned is that Arjuna begged him to reassume
this. Yeah, that's right. It wasn't being shown because then Krishna again showed it.
I wanted to ask if he said that Arjuna could see the expansions of the universe situated in one place, although divided into many, many thousands.
Mm-hmm.
What means divided?
There's so many things in the universe. Anekadha. So many different things. Prabhupaktam. The universe, it wasn't just that Krishna saw, Arjuna just saw one big blob, here's the universe. So all the varieties, everything there is. Okay. Hare Krishna. You gonna come join our class? Tatasa Vismayavishto Krishna Roma Dhananjayaha. Pranamya Shirasa Devam Kritanjalir Apashata. Then Vishmaya Vishta, overwhelmed with wonder, Hrishtaroma. Hrishtaroma means hair standing on end. Hrishta comes from Harsha, from ecstasy. Hrishtaroma Dhananjaya. Pranamya, offering obeisances, Shirasa with his head, Devam to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kritanjali Abhashata. He, with folded hands, he began to offer his prayers.
Maharaj, Prabhupada says in the purport, it's at this point that he accepted the relationship changed.
Mm-hmm.
But we were saying that he already understood him as Supreme Personality of Godhead before?
Yeah, although his friend, he sometimes, just like Krishna's, yes, he's Krishna's friend, but the friends in Hastinapur, Dwarka, they're a little conscious that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the difference between Hastinapur and Dwarka and Vrindavan. Vrindavan, they don't give a damn. They just love Krishna. But in Hastinapur, they're a little conscious that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Kunti was offering prayers to Krishna. Yashoda never offers prayers to Krishna. Cowherd boys never offer prayers to Krishna with great respect. But Arjuna is offering prayers, or the Kunti is offering prayers, because they're a little conscious in Dwarka that Krishna, in Hastinapur, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Okay. It's mentioned here that the natural relationship was friendship. Sakiras. But now that friendship is being overshadowed by another rus, wonder. Now wonder comes to the forefront. Out of the total rasas, this wonder is one. And now these prayers come, very enlightening prayers. People are reading the 11th chapter and they're just overwhelmed by the universal form. But if they would take seriously Arjuna's prayers, you know, they just want to see the fireworks. But if they would understand also the other aspects, they would get so much. But through the prayers of Arjuna, first we're going to find out what he sees. Pashyami devams tava deva dehe sarvams tata bhuta vishesha sanghan brahmanam isham kamalasanas tam rishims cha sarvan urugams cha divyan. He sees in Krishna's body all the demigods, all the other living entities. He sees Brahma, Kamalasanas, Tam, sitting on his lotus flower. Isham, Lord Shiva, all the great sages, Urugan, the divine serpents, the snake upon which Lord Garbhadakshaya Vishnu is lying. So many things he was able to see. Okay. Aneka bahudara vaktra netram pashyami tvam sarvato nantarupam nantam namadhyam napunastavadim pashyami vishveshra vishvarupa. It's worthy to note, by the way, starting with text 15, how the meter of the verses change. We've got that short meter, short lines, and up till now. Tatasa vishmaya vishto hrishtaroma dhananjaya pranamya shirasa devam kritanjalir abhashata. Now, for the universal form, we're going to get this longer, more majestic meter. Pashami devams tava deva dehe sarvams tata bhuta vishesha sanghan brahmanam isham kalap kamalasanastam rishims cha sarvan urugams cha divyan. Changes. As now the Lord is showing his universal form, and the poetic description has changed its meter also.
Why does urugams in the verse changes to urugan in the translation?
Why does it change in the translation?
Yeah.
To urugan?
Yeah, to urugans.
In the word for word, you mean?
Yeah, word for word.
This is called sandhi. Sandhi is the principle in Sanskrit and in some other languages like French, even English has it, by which letters, words transform when they are adjacent to one another to make the sounds suitable. Just like in English, typically we say, I'm going to do this, it's two words, going to. But most English speakers don't say going to. They say going to, they say gonna, for example. Going and to, when you put them together, it becomes gonna. Of course, that's in less sophisticated speech, but even in high speech, there are such combinations. French, give me one in French.
Il y a longtemps. Instead of il y a longtemps.
It's
a long time ago.
Say, how should it be split up?
Il y a longtemps.
Il y a la longtemps.
Becomes
ya longtemps. Because the French is very concerned with this, because they're very aesthetic speakers. That the words, when they come together, they elide, drop, basically, certain sounds. So when the sounds come together, they'll sound very nice. They drop sounds, they change sounds, do they also? Change one letter into another? When it's up against this, it changes to that. Okay.
Horizon should be le horizon, masculine. But with the article in front, it becomes l'horizon.
So this is there in very explicitly in French. It's there informally in languages like English and others. And it's very explicit in Sanskrit. There are specific rules for what combinations create what change? So lots of times, for example, you'll see, let's take a look at another verse. Well, that's, yeah, that's taking advantage of Sandhi, but I'm looking for something else at the moment. Yeah, that's a good example, Niyamagraha. But that's complicated because it's...
Yoga,
Ishvara becomes Yogeshvara. Because the law is, all these, any A plus E becomes A. Yogeshvara, Parameshvara, Vishveshvara. All of these A plus A plus E becomes A. So Vishveshvara. Any of these times when you see a Y typically at the end of the word, where it used to be an I, that's also part of Sandhi. Sandhi just means joining. Naturally, when I want such a verse... Oh, here's one, another one. If you look in 8.22 and 8.23, 8.22, bhaktya labhyas tvananyaya. Tu, which means but, becomes tva before a. Because to say tu ananyaya is not, doesn't work as well as tvananyaya. It just makes explicit what you'd do anyway. When you'd say it fast, you'd say tunanyaya, and pretty soon it's tvananyaya. So in Sanskrit, it's systematized. It's made explicit. Tvananyaya. Guru Vastakam becomes Gur Vastakam. Isha Upanishad becomes Isho Upanishad. And 23, Cha Eva becomes Chaiva. These are all rules of Sandhi. And when you study Sanskrit, you have to learn the different rules, and then you know what's going on. So that's what's going on here, why Urugan becomes Urugamj. Even when you see like those, that M with a dot over it, that's there usually because of a rule of Sandhi. Like Devam in text 14 becomes dotted in that way. Before the ka, before the k. This is another rule of, in a, it follows another rule of Sandhi.
In Sanskrit, the words seem like they join a whole, but then in the English, they've separated.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. But here, that first thing is that devam becomes, that m becomes an anushara, the dotted m. But then, also another thing that you'll see in Prabhupada's books is that words are split up with hyphens. That follows a scholarly standard. As you see, Sanskrit words are typically just... They join up like that. They're just written until there's a natural reason to break, not according to the words themselves. But when... In Prabhupada's books, we represent these words. We follow some rules which differ according to the word for word and the verse itself. Our Sanskrit scholars have their secrets. But it makes it easier for you to follow. Like Bhuta Vishesha Sanghan. If you look at it in the Devanagari, it's all one word. But our Sanskrit scholars have divided it up so that you can see the words of which it's constituted, Bhuta, Vishesha, and Sanghan. But they don't do it. Here's their rule. In the verse, if it's, for example, Vishmaya Vishto in text 14, they don't break it up in the verse because the combination is formed by taking two vowels and making one vowel out of them. But when you look at it in the word for word, you'll see that it's split. Vishmaya, avishta. So you can see what that word is made of. See it? Text 14. So if you look at it in the text, it's vishmaya, avishta. But when you look at it in the word for word, now it's broken up for you. Vishmaya, avishta. So that's a feature of Prabhupada's books. And it's also a feature of the second edition, by the way, that you won't find consistently followed in the verse, in the first. In the first edition, it's just the same way in the word for word and the text. It's just Vishmaya Vishto. But in the second edition, they've followed that standard, which we followed in later books like Srimad Bhagavatam and so on, of breaking it up for you, which you wouldn't otherwise have. You wouldn't otherwise know that it's Vishmaya Avishta, covered by wonder. But here it's broken up for you in the second edition. These are the, you know, small things that have been, you know, and they say there's thousands of changes. These are some of the thousands of changes that this standard of breaking up the Sanskrit words for you to make them more clearly understandable, as done in Prabhupada's other books, is followed here in Bhagavad Gita as it is. Yes?
I want to ask, for the first six chapters that Sri Prabhupada wrote, did he was writing this translation of the word by word?
Yeah.
Was in English.
Yeah.
And after this, he was...
dictating.
He was dictating this. Each word was...
Yeah. Yeah, Prabhupada did the word for word. Awesome. Sometimes he left it to disciples to fill it, to Pradyumna to fill in some parts of some books, but generally he found it easier to just do it himself.
Did he have his own manuscript that he was more or less reading from, or he was simply composing as...
No, Prabhupada consulted commentaries. For Bhagavatam, he had a book of several commentaries, including commentaries by... according to what canto, the Vira Raghavacharya, Sridhar Swami, and others, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
To put them all together.
And for Bhagavad Gita as it is, he clearly refers to Baladeva Vidyabhushan. In fact, you find Prabhupada will say at different places, Baladeva Vidyabhushan says this, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur had an edition in Bengali with commentary. I think two editions, in fact, two different commentaries. And Baladeva has one, which Srila Prabhupada certainly consulted, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has another. These are very... prominent translations, commentaries in our Sampradaya. So it seems that Srila Prabhupada consulted, you know, we never asked him which did you consult, but when you look at the at the text, you can see who he's consulted.
Putting it all together was only oral. It was only oral.
Yeah, Prabhupada would read the commentaries, you know, whatever he wanted to read, he read. And then he would decide what he wanted to say. He might include something. He might not include it. He might summarize it. He might elaborate on it. However, sometimes he might say something that none of the other acharyas had said. There are different things that Prabhupada would do. But generally, we saw that Prabhupada would work with the authorized commentaries by the acharyas and would consider their comments as he commented. Yes?
Prabhupada came to the West with this big box of the of books with all these commentaries and different editions of the books.
His big boxes of books were mostly his own book, Bhagavatam, for distribution.
And the rest of the thing that he had that used the commentaries and different editions of the books by the acharyas, where are they now?
Good question. I believe some of his books are in Los Angeles. I don't know whether any are in the archives, and I don't know whether any are in Vrindavan.
His house?
Yeah, I don't know whether they're keeping any of his commentaries.
Radha
Damodar? No, not Radha. Wouldn't keep anything valuable.
Srila Prabhupada quarters here in Mayapur?
Yeah.
The big line is there?
Yeah, that's right. Some of his books are here in Mayapur in his room. I don't know which ones, but you could see. Yeah, you can see Bhagavatams there.
In the Lotus Building?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the second.
Yeah, you can see in his rooms in the Lotus Building some of his books. Right.
Sometimes some editions of the books differ from the other editions. I'm talking about the Shastras and the books of the Acharyas. So, the editions that Srila Prabhupada used, do we accept only those as authorized? Or, for example, he used Ganguly's Mahabharata. There are about 25 different Mahabharatas.
Ganguly's Mahabharata?
Well, Ganguly's edition.
No. Prabhupada hardly comments quotes from Mahabharata, but when he quotes Mahabharata, he usually quotes the Sanskrit. Ganguly's an English translation. But Prabhupada generally used Gaudiya Mat editions. If there was a Gaudiya Mat edition of a book, Prabhupada typically used that. But there's one Bhagavatam with all these commentaries. I think it's published in Pune or someplace like that. Very famous book. Not easily available, but, you know, available but not easily, with various commentaries. So that's a, you know, carefully done scholarly edition. And Prabhupada sometimes notes that there's, when there are different readings, that some editions say this and some editions say that. This is especially the province of scholars, seeing how different editions differ, different manuscripts differ.
Like, His Holiness Mahavishnu Maharaj, he's a MA or something in Sanskrit. So he was telling me once that what Srila Prabhupada has done, nobody can ever do, because he has read all the other Sanskrit scriptures. And he says he has picked up the cream and he has presented us in the right form. Otherwise, he says, one can lead to a major confusion of this concept of God.
Yeah, without, if you just read these books on your own, you know, without the Acharya commentaries from the Acharya Sampradaya, then you get lost. And Prabhupada has, you know, even if we tried to go through all the books of the Acharya Sampradaya, we get lost there too.
Yeah.
But Prabhupada has synthesized everything and made it intelligible. So we're, you know, we're able to practice Krishna consciousness. Made it intelligible, showed how to practice it, what to do with it. Otherwise, you know, it was, I think I've cited that cartoon that came out in the New Yorker showing a guy, you know, kind of lying on his couch with his telephone, you know, lying down with a book dangling from his hands and saying, oh, read the new Upanishads. You know, no practical application. The Prabhupada gave the philosophy in a synthesized way or in a cogent way and showed what to do with it. The whole thing is there. And then made the environment in which to do it, you know, gave us temples, gave us Mayapur, gave us, you know, so everything is coming from Prabhupada. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
Yes. Somebody have a question? Okay. Aneka bahudara vaktra netram pashyami tvam sarvato nantarupam nantam namadhyam napunastavadim pashyami vishveshvara vishvarupam. O Vishveshvara, Lord of the universe, Vishvarupa, form of the universe, aneka bahu udara vaktra, I see so many arms, so many bellies, so many mouths, netram, so many eyes. Pashyami tvam sarvato anantarupam. I see your unlimited form everywhere. Nantam, na madhyam, na puna adim. I see no beginning, I see no middle, and then again I see no end. It's everywhere. kiritinam garinam chakrinam cha tejo rashim sarvato diptimantam pashamitam durniriksham samantad pashami adiptanalarka dutim aprameyam kiritinam garinam chakrinam cha. You have this form is decorated with helmets and gadas, gadinam, like the gada building. club, chakrinam, chakras. Tejo rashim sarvato diptimantam. It's effulgent, glowing everywhere on all sides. Dunirikshram, very difficult to see. With so much effulgence, it's dazzling. Samantad, everywhere. Sarvata, samantad. Deepta anala, like blazing fire. Arka dyuti, or the effulgence of the sun. Aprameyam, immeasurable. No one can imagine. Any question?
What is it?
Hmm?
Effulgence.
Effulgence. Shining light. Shining light. Tvamaksharam paramam veditavyam. Tvam asya vishvasya param nidhanam. Tvam avyaya shashvata dharma gopta. Sanatanas tvam purusho matome. Now Arjuna gives his opinion, mataha, that your akshara, infallible or inexhaustible, paramam, supreme, and veditavya, you're the one to be understood. You're the ultimate object of understanding. Tvam asya vishvasya param nidhanam. Nidhana means the basis. The basis of asya vishvasya. You're the supreme basis of the entire universe. Tvam avyaya, you're inexhaustible. Shashvata dharma gopta. Shashvata dharma means what?
Eternal
dharma, eternal religious principles. And gopta means the maintainer. Shashvata dharma gopta. Sanatanas tvam purusho matome. You're the supreme eternal person. Anadi madhyantam ananta viryam ananta bahum shashi surya netram pashyami tvam dipta hutasha vaktram svatejasa vishvam idam tapantam. The universal form is now described. Anadi madhyantam anantam viryam. Anadi madhyantam. You have no beginning, middle, or end. And Prabhupada comments that there's some repetition here. We just heard that.
Yeah.
Now we're hearing it again. You can imagine, just like when the World Trade Center exploded, then, you know, people were repeating themselves again. Oh my God, people are jumping off the building. Oh my God, again, people are jumping off the buildings. Again, you know, the floors are exposed, the buildings are collapsing. Again and again, they were saying the same things. You know, they didn't have lots of words there to say, well, you know, this is that and this and that and this and that. It was just, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. It looks like an explosion. It looks like a this, it looks like a that. People are falling off the building. The whole thing's collapsing. You know, again and again, they were repeating themselves.
What a tragedy.
What a tragedy, and, you know. Just repeating themselves again, and because it was, you know, they were stunned. They were completely stunned. They couldn't have imagined, you know, who could have imagined, who could, I can't imagine it. They're just repeating themselves again and again. Wasn't the time for, you know, showing off your extensive vocabulary. They were just repeating themselves because they were overwhelmed. So here Arjuna is overwhelmed. You can imagine what he's seeing. Everything in the universe in one place. All the demigods, all the divine snakes, all the planetary systems, the sun, the moon, and more is to come. So naturally he's repeating himself, there's no beginning, there's no end, there's no middle, there's no beginning. It's overwhelmed.
Hmm.
So when he was his friend, he didn't know that he was his personality?
He did. He said, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Pavan Purusham Shashvatam Divyam. He said it, but in a different mood. Not in this, he wasn't seeing quite what he's seeing here. He knew. He said, you're the Supreme. In the beginning, he wasn't considering. First chapter, you're my charioteer, please. But as he's hearing from Krishna, you're so glorious. You're the sort, all the, everything's your energy, you're describing, you're glorious to me. I'm understanding so many things. So he declared that, Krishna, you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But now he's expressing himself in another mood. Just like Prabhupada, we would say that Prabhupada is so wonderful, Prabhupada is so great. But when Prabhupada would do something extraordinary, we'd say Prabhupada is like, ah, la, 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 you know. Same thing, Prabhupada is great, Prabhupada is wonderful. But when he would do something really extraordinary, then, you know, it would have a different, be said in a different way. So anadi madhyantam anantavirjam, anantabahum, again he's saying you have unlimited numbers of arms, and shashisuryanetram. Shashisuryanetram means that your eyes are the sun and the moon. And I think there's a nice commentary on this in Bhavadeva Vishnu. Let's see where it is. I don't see it in either of these commentaries, but I've seen it elsewhere that I think Baladev or else Vishnath says that Sashi Surya Natram is, maybe it's in another place, that Shashi means the moon and Surya, so the moon is very cooling and the sun is hot. So for the non-devotees, he's very scorching. And for the devotees, he's very cooling. Shashi Surya Netra. But here, in this context, Krishna is showing the universal form. So the two great luminaries of our universe, the sun and the moon, are appearing as his eyes. And Prabhupada also comments that to repeat the glories of the Lord is not a literary weakness, and when there's ecstasy or wonder, statements are repeated again and again. Dhyavapritivyor idam antaram hi vyaptam tvayai kena dishastra sarva drishtvadbhutam rupam ugram tavedam lokatrayam pravyatitam mahatman. Dhyau apritivyor idam antaram vyaptam tvaya. The everything there is, from outer space to the earth and everything in between, it's all pervaded by you. Vyaptam. Vyapta means pervaded. There's a devotee here, one of my god brothers, Vyapi. So Vyapi means all pervading. It's a quality of Krishna. What? Vishnu also means all pervading. Yeah. Tvaya ekena dishascha sarva. All directions, you're everywhere. Drishtvadbhutam rukam ugram tavedam. I'm seeing this adbhuta rupam. This adbhuta means wonderful. Adbhuta also means unnatural. Adbhuta means unnatural. Just like tavakara kamala bare nakam adbhuta. It's unnatural, that because the lotus flower is very soft, but in the midst of this lotus are nakam, very sharp nails. So it's adbhuta, not natural. Naturally, lotus flower is just soft. You have lotus hands, but in your lotus hands, there are sharp nails. Dalita Hiranyakashipu, just to kill Hiranyakashipu. So this is Krishna, adbhuta. Adbhuta means wonderful, not normal. Adbhuta, ugram, and ugra means terrible. This form is terrible also. Lokatrayam pravyatitam. It's disturbing for all the three worlds. Any questions so far? Yes.
Were there other people who could see the form?
Yes, that's mentioned. Prabhupada said that it appears that not only did Arjuna see it, but others in other planetary systems also.
So, like, Bhishma was able to see it also?
Bhishma.
He saw it when Krishna displayed it in the court when he tried the last time he tried to
give a message to the Kauravas. But Prabhupada comments that was a different universal form, because it's mentioned here that Krishna mentions no one but you has ever seen this form.
Sanjaya must be
Apashyad Deva Devasya. All right. He could see it, but no one else had seen it before. Yes?
Sanjaya must be seeing it also.
Sanjaya is seeing everything.
This is when Duryodhana tried to arrest Krishna.
Yeah, Duryodhana, Krishna came to give a message to the Kauravas, try to make peace.
Last attempt.
And Duryodhana responded by trying to arrest Krishna. So Krishna showed him a thing or two. He manifested a universal form, but it wasn't this one. It wasn't quite what we see here. This was reserved for Arjuna.
This list of opulence reminds me of the previous chapters, opulence of the Absolute.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a correspondence?
There's a relationship, sure. Krishna is saying, here's how you can see me. There's the gentle version, and then there's the graphic version. In the 10th chapter, Krishna's giving a very beautiful and poetic description. I'm the light of the sun. I'm the light of the moon. I'm the king of men. I'm the king of beasts. I'm this. I'm that. I'm spring. I'm the songs of the Samaveda, the ninth Brihat Sama Tata Samna. I'm all of these wonderful things. And a few things that are contrary also. Dyutam Chalayatam Asmi. I'm the gambling of cheats. I'm everything. But it was a description, a very poetic description, one that gives you something to think about. You can meditate on this. How is Krishna the light of the sun? How is Krishna the light of the moon? In the seventh chapter, Krishna says, I'm the taste of water. How is Krishna the taste of water? How is it that that Krishna is the lion among all of the animals? How is it that Krishna is the king among all men? How is it that Krishna... You can think about all these things. You see the universal form, there's no thinking. No time for philosophizing. With direct, graphic, overwhelming vision.
What's interesting too is that at first Krishna was saying, but by showing the universal form, now it's Arjuna saying what
he's seeing. Yeah, now Arjuna is describing. Shall we move forward? Excuse me? What?
It's dual.
I can't hear you.
The universal form is dual.
Dual?
Yeah, the duality.
Duality?
Wonderful at the same time. Instead,
contradiction.
There's contradiction. You wouldn't say duality because this is Krishna, so Krishna is beyond duality. But there's everything.
Isn't that an oxymoron?
What?
Like wonderful and at the same time terrible? Like
no. The just like again the World Trade Center. Some composer, I think, European composer, he described it as being, you know, like majestic and you know, it had a beautiful aesthetic quality to it, you know, just going doo 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 doo. You know, if you see pictures, you know, it had a kind of aesthetic grandeur to it. Even you know you could, as a gesture, on the part of the perpetrators, it had a kind of magnificence to it. You know, it wasn't a small time, you know, start a fire in a grocery store kind of a thing. You know, it was a magnificent gesture. At the same time, it was horrible. It was terrible. You know, like if you see a war scene on the one side, it's like majestic and, you know, you know, it's like all these cannons going off and then flames going up into the air and everything. And it's like majestic. But, you know, if you're in the middle of it, you know, there's all, yeah, there's all body parts and blood and gore everywhere and you know, people suffering, and so on. So there's, you know, something could be both majestic and terrible at the same time.
Especially there are your bodily parts.
Yeah, of course.
Why was it terrible?
Excuse me?
Why was it terrible?
We're going to find out as the chapter goes on. Arjuna's going to ask, well, you know, what's going on here, and Krishna's going to tell him.
The word wonderful used by Prabhupada has a different meaning. Like, say, sometimes something is good looking, that is wonderful, it's beautiful. But wonderful in Prabhupada always means as if, you know, it's not strange. Or, you know.
Yeah, wonderful can mean, in Prabhupada's lexicon, it can mean fine and splendid. It can also mean odd. It can mean odd, like, you know, the hippies are something wonderful.
Yamaraj asking, what is the most wonderful?
Yeah, what's the most wonderful thing? The thing that makes you wonder the most. You know, it's really something to wonder about. Yes, that's not just always, like, therefore, adbhuta, not natural, strange. So strange can be strange in a splendid sense, unnatural. You know, a fireworks display is not natural. You don't. It's not just something that happens because of atmospheric forces.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary. So extraordinary. Prabhupada uses that word too, different ways. Something extraordinary. It can be extraordinarily good or extraordinarily weird. So this universal form is not just cool. You know, it's not just something neat, something nifty, something splendid, but it has a very perturbing aspect to it at the same time. Ami hitvam sura sangha vishanti kechit bhita pranjaleo grananti svastityuktva maharshi siddha sangha stuvanti tvam stutibhi pushkila bhi. Here, by the way, is that sandhi, svastiti. See how that I has changed into a Y at the end of the word? Because it's going to be followed by a U. And the two I's, svasti, iti, have become one I. Svastiti. This is all sandhi. Amihi tvam sura sangha. Sura sangha means the hosts of demigods. Vishanti. They're entering into you. And kechit, some of them, bhita pranjaleya grananti. They're offering prayers to you. Pranjaleo, with folded hands. Svasti iti uktva. Remember, iti means quotation marks? So they're offering prayers and saying, svasti, svasti. All peace, all peace. Just like in our mantras, they're chanting svasti, 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 shanti, 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 svasti. So the demigods are appearing before the universal form. And bhita, bhita means with great fear. They're speaking these prayers. Maharshi Siddha Sangha. The great rishis, the siddhas, there's the planet Siddhaloka. Stuvanti, they're singing hymns. Stutibhi, Pushkilabhi, they're offering prayers and hymns. Praying for protection. Yes? Yes.
Yeah,
Krishna showed. It wasn't Prabhupada mentioned. It wasn't only Arjuna who could see it, but on other planets also they could see.
Why the demigods were being afraid?
Excuse me?
Why the demigods were afraid of Krishna?
I couldn't hear you.
Why the demigods are afraid of Krishna?
Why? Suppose your father was a policeman. And all of a sudden he entered the house, you know, with riot gear and his guns drawn. Would you be afraid? You might be afraid.
But if you are not, if the person is right, then why should you be afraid?
The same thing, your father comes in, he's a policeman, you know, but all of a sudden he comes in with his boots on and his riot gear and his club and his guns shooting bullets. You'd be under the bed. Even though you know it's your father, still, woo!
All peace, all peace.
All peace, all peace. Put your hand, I surrender.
I promise I won't do it again.
Yeah. I don't know what I did, but I'll never do it again.
So does this mean that he's seeing this happen, but are the demigods, they have the vision too? Then
yeah. Naturally, or you gave it to them? You naturally have divine eyes, or you gave it to them at that point?
Yeah, Krishna gave them the opportunity, the facility to see it also. And Arjuna is able to see. It's not that the demigods are way out there on their planets, and Arjuna somehow or other knew it. They were manifest all right there on the chariot. Right there on the chariot. The sun was there, the moon was there, all the different planetary systems, the outer space, the demigods, the snakes from the bottom of the universe. Everything there is all manifest right there on the chariot. Arjuna doesn't say. But they're naturally, they're in the universal form in any case, because the universal form includes everything.
No, it says an entering into you.
Yeah, so this is the picture. You know, they're entering into you. Exactly what's happening now. You know, you can imagine Arjuna, now let's see, are these demigods watching? Or are they part of the, you know, who could figure it out?
It's kind of like,
yeah. Yeah, then you should. Then you, right, Arjuna said, show me something. All right, I'll show you something.
Yeah.
He acted a little different. They showed us in Yoga Maya, and Arjuna is not.
Yeah, and the vision was also different. Yeah, Krishna didn't quite.
Horrific.
Yeah, what didn't show this horrific feature? Shall we move on? Rudra Aditya Vasavo Ye Chasadhya Vishveshvino Marutas Choshmapascha Kandharva Yakshasura Siddha Sangha Vikshante Twam Vismita Chaiva Sarve. These are various demigods who are witnessing the universal form. Rudra, the different forms of Lord Shiva, the Adityas, we talked about them the other day, the sons of Aditi, including the sun. Adityas, the Vasus, Bhishma was one of the Vasus in his previous life. The Ashvini Kumaras, the Maruts, the gods of the winds, Ushmapa, the forefathers, the Gandharvas, the Yakshas, the Asuras, the Siddhas, they're all seeing Krishna, Vishmaya Vishta. Vishmaya means with wonder.
So they're all seeing the universal form.
Yes. Vishmaya, Vishmaya Vishta. They're all overwhelmed by wonder. Yes.
What are the sadhyas and vishvadevas?
Sadhyas and vishvadevas. Where did they come up? Oh, sadhya. The sadhyas and the vishvadevas. Let's see if they're commented on. Not in Vishwanath. Suspect it's not here either. No, there's no commentary here about the sadhyas and the vishvadevas. They're demigods of some sort. I'm not quite sure.
No, I think sadhyas are the Hindi meaning of the sadhya is the one who is dedicated, who are too much karamkandi, means who are perfect in, like, who are following the
karmakanda? Could be.
Demigods of the words.
The demigods of the
words.
Yeah, I understand the Vishva Devas, but what exactly who they are, I'm not sure.
Vishwadeva means that they are the demigods of the world. Yeah.
I understand that. Thank you very much.
Very edified.
Quite a good contribution there. Rupam mahate bahu vaktra netram mahabaho bahu bahuru padam bahudaram bahudam stra karalam drishtva loka pravyatitas tataham. We've gone from aneka to bahu, which means the same thing. Aneka means many, and bahu means many. Rupam mahat, this very great form, te, your form, bahu vaktra netram, again, that's being repeated. So many vaktras, so many faces, so many eyes. Mahabaho, O mighty armed one. This verse is really, you know, mahabaho bahu bahuru. Bahudaram bahudangstra. Really strong here on
repetition and
everything. Yeah, it's got a
many, many, many.
Yeah, it's really
again.
Rupam mahate bahu vaktra netram mahabaho bahu bahuru padam bahudaram bahu dangstra karalam. Quite beautiful. Bahu means arms, and bahu means many. So many arms, many thighs, uru, and pada, legs. And first there's bahu, uru, and now there's bahu, udara. Many bellies, bahu dangstra, many teeth. Karalam, horrible teeth, fierce. Drishtva loka pravitita, seeing all of this, all the planets are disturbed. And tataham, I'm also disturbed. So Arjuna's mood is turning from wonder to fear. Nabaspriśam dīptam aneka varnam vyatānanam dīpta viśāla netram drishtvā hitvām pravyatitāntarātmā dṛtim navindāmi śamam ca viṣṇu. Your form is nabaspriśa, touching the sky. Dīptam and Deeptam aneka varnam, and radiant with many different colors. Vyatananam deepta vishala netram, and you have gaping mouths and great glowing eyes. Vishal, extensive. Drishtva hi tvam pravyatitantaratma, my soul is perturbed by fear of my mind. Atma means mind, or atma, my atma, myself, my very self is perturbed by fear, pravyatita. And dritim navindami shamam cha viṣṇu, and I can no longer remain steady or have any peace of mind. I'm totally bewildered. Dangstra karalani chate mukhani drishtvaiva kalana la sannibhani disho na jane na labhe cha sharma prasida devesha jagannivasa. Dangstra karalani chate mukhani, I'm seeing your terrible teeth and terrible faces. Drishtva eva kalanula sannibhani, which appear like the fire of death. Disha na jane na labhe cha sharma. I can't keep my balance anymore. I'm just overwhelmed. Disho na jane, I don't know which right from left. Prasida devesha jagannivasa. Please give me your mercy. Please be gracious to me. Ami chatvam dhritarashtrasya putra sarve sahai bhavani pala sanghai bhijmo dronasuta putras tataso sahasmadiyai arpi yodhamukyai. Ami chatvam dhritarashtrasya putra. I'm seeing all the sons of Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtrasya putra sarve sahai bhavani pala sanghai, and all of the great warriors, the kings, Bhishma Dev, Drona, Arjuna's guru, Bhishma, his grandfather, Drona, his guru, Sutaputra. Who's Sutaputra? Karna. He was known as the son of a charioteer, so he was called Sutaputra. So I'm seeing all of them. And Sahas Asmadiyai Api Yodhamukyai, and the chiefs of our warriors also. I'm seeing everyone on their side and everyone on our side. Vaktrani te Twaramana Vishanti Damstra Bhayana Damstra Karalani Bhayanakani Kechid Bilagna Dashanantareshu Sandrishyante Churnitai Uttama Angai. Their Vaktrani Te Twaramana Vishanti, they're rushing into your mouths. Damstra Karalani Payanakani, into your very fearful teeth. Kechid, some of them, Vilagna, Vilagna means attached, means there's some of them are stuck to the teeth. They're trapped within the teeth of the universal form. Dashanantareshu, yes, between the teeth. Vilagna dashanantareshu, some of them I see trapped between your teeth. And Sandrishyante, Churnitai, Uttamangai. Uttama Angai means Uttama Anga, the topmost limb, that is to say your head. Uttama Angai, Churnitai, being turned to powder. You get these Ayurvedic preparations, Lavan Paskar Churna, Sudarshan Churna, so many Churnas. Churna means powder. So Churnitai. They're being crushed to powder between your teeth.
No.
That's charno. Okay, it's a different language.
So, Arjuna is seeing the outcome of the battle of Kurukshetra. Everyone is going to be killed. Drona, who's Bhishma, who's supposed to be unconquerable, Karna, and many on his own side, they're all rushing into the mouths of the universal form. Yata nadi nam bahavombu vega samudram eva vimukha dravanti tata tavami nataloka vida vishanti vaktrani abhivijvalanti. As yata, so the he's giving a simile. that as the rivers are rushing into the ocean, as the many rivers are rushing into the ocean, the many waves of the river, Ambu Vega, Samudram, Eva Bimukha Dravanti, as the many waves of the of rivers rush into the ocean, Tata Tavami Nataloka Vida, all the heroic kings of the world, Vishanti Bhaktrani, are entering blazing into your mouths. This is what he's seeing. Yata Pradeeptam Jwalanam Patanga Vishanti Nashaya Samriddha Vega Tataiva Nashaya Vishanti Lokas Tavapi Vaktrani Samriddha Vega. Now, I'm seeing not only them, but everyone. All the worlds. Yata Pradeeptam Jwalanam Patanga, as moths rush into a fire for their own destruction, I see all people entering into your mouths, Samriddha Vega, with full speed, just dashing into your mouths. That's what I'm seeing. Krishna could have showed, you know, he could have shown it some other way too. He could have showed, you know, a giant hourglass and everybody's going into the top of the hour. He could have shown anything. But Krishna is showing this, that everyone's just dashing into my blazing mouths. Why the mouths? Why not being burned up some other way or smashed under feet, underfoot? You know, that's Krishna's artistic sense. You know, if Steven Spielberg does a film, you know, why did the, why does it happen this way rather than that way? You know, that's the drama. Like, this is how Krishna chose to, you know, I mean, Steven Spielberg is a little punk compared to Krishna. You know, he needs thousands of dollars of, you know, millions of dollars worth of equipment and all these people to hold the thing together. And, you know, still it's, you know, it's got sound, it's got light, it doesn't have any smell to it. And, you know, at the end everybody, you know, had a good scare of it, you know. But it doesn't become reality. It's not that if he makes a film, then the film he makes happens, you know, in the next 10 years. But Krishna's showing him actually what's going to happen. In one sense, it's already happened. And Krishna's showing it. Yes?
Is that a glimpse of the total annihilation?
Yeah. No, not total annihilation. But yeah, total annihilation, that all the living beings are going to be killed. Or why total annihilation? This is what's going on all the time. Not doesn't have to wait for the annihilation of the universe. All the living beings every day. You know, how many people are rushing into the blazing mouths of the universal form today?
Arjuna sees all these things, he describes it one after another, but they are all going on at the same time, continuously.
Well, you know, it's a little hard to say exactly what's happening because Krishna is saying, you know, I mean, Arjuna's seeing this, he's seeing that, he's seeing this, he's seeing everything on all sides. It's not like, now first I'm going to show you how I'm touching the sky. Now I'm going to show you all my arms. Okay, now I'm going to, you know, it's all like, you know, like the explosion of the first atom bomb. You know, it wasn't that there was, first there was a light, and then there was a mushroom cloud, and then there was something else, and, you know, it was like all, everything at once. You know, tremendous power and everything flying in all directions and a huge cloud and blazing light and must have been explosive force and probably, you know, rocking the bunker and all of that. Everything at once, you know, it's being described in some linear form because that's the only way we're going to, you know, when something happens, you'd say, one thing, you say the next thing, you say the next thing, but it's all, you know, happening in such a way that what could you say about it? Just some ideas being given. But Krishna is revealing, you know, it is going deeper. It's becoming more terrifying, more than daunting, more cataclysmic. It's becoming more profound. Krishna's, you know, first you just saw, wow, all of these demigods and this and that.
Death
now
is,
he's seeing. Now he's seeing the fate of all living beings.
Yeah. Death is entered.
Yeah. We'll briefly go through two more verses, I think. Leliya se grasamana samantal lokan samagran vadanayar jvaladbhi te jobhir apurya jagat samagram bhasastavogra pratapanti Vishnu. O Vishnu, all-pervading, as you mentioned, I see you. Leliyase grasamana samantad, just licking up everyone, devouring everyone. Lokan samagran vadanai jvaladbhi, with your blazing mouths. Tejobi apurya jagat samagram, covering the entire universe with your blazing effulgence. Bhasastava ugra pratapanti Vishnu, scorching the universe. Akyahi me ko bhavan ugra rupo namostu te devavara prasida vigyatam ichchami bhavantam adyam nahi prajanami tava pravrittim. O ugra rupa, terrible form, I offer my obeisances to you, O greatest of gods. Prasida, please be gracious to me. Akyahime, please explain to me this form. Vikyatam ichchami, bhavantam adyam. Adyam, you're the original primal Lord. I want to understand who you are. Nahi prajanami, I don't know what your mission is. Nahi prajanami tava pravittam. Who are you? Why? What is your purpose? I'm seeing all of this. What am I seeing? Akyahi, please explain what all this is. And tomorrow, the Lord will explain.
Jai.
Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Jai.
You have a gear with you? Kamsha's and...
Yeah, the gear's all here. Gonna get yours?
I'll get it.
Okay, I'll be here.
I'm on the verge of sickness. I don't know if it'll be good.
Health is not good?
Yeah, starting to
get a little something.
Borderline, yeah.
Like a
cold, you know, turning into a...
Cold turning into a colder?
Yeah.
Well...
Is it Ganges? It's supposed to be a...
Yeah, I was just reading today, Prabhupada said thousands of men, even in Calcutta, bathe in the Ganges and keep very good health. But I don't want to push you either if you don't feel like...
I'm worried about the drastic shock of the cold.
It's up to you.
Yeah, I think I'll have to. I think I better...
You're going to bow out?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'll go and come. Where's our buddy stay?
Right over there.
Right over there.
Yeah.
There means this house right in front of us?
Yeah, that gate down there.
That gate down there, where the blue is?
No, before that, there's like an opening in that.